Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Finally today, let's take a tour of a new exhibit at the Boston Public Library. It's about cartography. And when you think of history's most famous map makers, maybe Gerardus Mercator, Amerigo Vespucci, or even Lewis and Clark come to mind. But how about Mary Ann Roque or Marie Tharp? Not so familiar? Well, the new BPL exhibit is going to change that because it's a tour through time of cartography's most famous women.
Probably 30 years ago, I started working on the idea of women in map making, and I was thinking in my youth that there were maybe 10 women. Now I know there were over thousands.
Alice Hudson curated the exhibit. She's former chief of the map division at the New York Public Library.
Well, I started at New York Public Library in 1970 as the map cataloger. It's always nice to go to work for an old man. The assistant chief retired in his old age, and everybody around the library said, you have to apply, you have to apply. And I thought, there's only two women that have labeled jobs here. They'll never appoint me. And I got the job.
So Hudson is something of a pioneer in her own right. Fitting that she's the one to open our eyes to similarly accomplished women in the world of cartography. And as she said, there are thousands of such women. But Hudson's narrowed them down to a smaller group whose work is represented by 40 maps, globes, and atlases on display in the BPL's Leventhal Map Center.
This is the map that got me started on this project in the 1970s.
She walks us up to an 18th century map of North America by Mary Ann Roque.
Much of the coast, the East Coast, is very fine because that's where the people from Britain and Europe examined and explored early America. But it took them a long time to get in here. So you see these empty spaces with notes that are supposedly helpful and, you know, whatever. They're probably fiction. And down here is the cartouche, which is the decorative title which appears on a lot of early maps. And in here, you see that it was published according to act by M.A. Roque. And the rare book librarian at NYPL, when I was asking, I was thinking there were about 10 women in maps. And she said, well, you have to start with M.A. Roque. And I said, well, that's a guy. And then I found out that M.A. is Mary Ann Roque. She was the widow of a French Huguenot, John Roque, who had moved to London and had his business there for quite a few years, probably 20 years or so. And after he died, she continued publishing his works, took over his business, and she gives him credit for the map on here. And when I saw that, I was so thrilled. And when I saw another map with her name spelled out, that told me they did exist in the 18th century. This is another one, and it's interesting. It's a map of the floor of the ocean,
and it's on the floor.
Now, this is a very famous map. You've almost certainly seen a version of it in a magazine or a geography textbook. It's the one that shows the continents in a kind of dull orange. But it's the seafloor and the underwater formations that run along the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans that are really the star. This map is by American geographer Marie Tharp.
She discovered the ridge that was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and she wrote about it and said, this reflects the movement of the continents to each other and against each other. And she was ridiculed in geographic literature for several years. She was finally given credit for that. She continued her geographical study of ocean floors. Very often, her name wasn't that visual on the maps because she had a partner, Bruce Heason, and he's given credit over many years. And her partner in crime, cartography, he used to go through some of her early maps and erase parts of them, and then she would have to redo them. But in her later years in life, she kept producing these, and her name was very large on the margin. So I learned a lot about women in map making, and I hope for people who come in here, this is a real reveal for women's history, because this particular bit of women's history is just unknown and unwritten about.
Alice Hudson is a retired chief of the Map Division at the New York Public Library. She curated the new Boston Public Library exhibit, Women in Cartography, Five Centuries of Accomplishments, that's on display now at the BPL's Leventhal Map Center. We've got more information about the show at radioboston.org. And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.